Hi, this is Sean Cunningham, creator of Friday the 13th, and you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles.
And welcome to KPFK's Arts in Review. I'm your host, Julio Martinez, celebrating the best in live theater and cabaret in the greater Los Angeles area. Today, in a perfect day on Halloween, we're going to be spotlighting the American premiere of Bluebeard's Castle, a dark musical thriller inspired by a medieval fairy tale. My guest is writer-director Sophia Streisand, so please stay tuned to Arts and Review. I'm back. This is Julio Martinez, and I thought this was a great play to celebrate on October 31st. My well-traveled Sophia Streisand is presenting the American premiere at the Odyssey Theater of Bluebeard's Castle. This is following runs in Russia, Serbia, Montenegro, and France. This is the English language premiere. Welcome, Sophia. Are you there? Sophia?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, I couldn't hear you. Now I can hear you. Now, Sophia, how did this play come about?
It just happened so that I wanted to write a play about violence.
Oh.
I was looking for an interesting material that would allow me to explore that theme through symbols in the genre of thriller. And I remembered that very old French fairy tale called Bluebeard that is actually really famous in Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe. But as I understand, it's not as well known in the United States, right?
No, not at all.
I'm not surprised, actually. Because it is a pretty violent fairy tale, and I guess even Disney wouldn't be able to make it really child-friendly, because it is sort of really violent and gory by its nature. But it's a perfect plot, perfect story to explore the theme of violence.
Well, kind of surprising. It's also a musical, isn't it?
Yes, it is a musical, and I would say that the music is absolutely gorgeous. I'm biased, of course, but I do love it, and the actors love it. They sing it with so much pleasure during the show, but also during rehearsal breaks, after the show, before the show. They're singing it all the time, and that's usually a sign that it is good music.
Well, the music was written by Sergei Yurubalsky and Artem Petekin with lyrics by Elena Hanpira. This was all done in Russia originally, wasn't it?
Originally, the musical was written in Russian language,
right,
with a Russian team. The composers are Russian, and so is Yelena. But then it traveled quite a bit. We've done it in several countries in Europe, and now we're bringing it to the United States, and we're doing it in English for the first time, and I'm very excited to see how it works here.
Now, this is interesting. You open tomorrow night, November 1st, but tonight you're having a special Halloween preview.
Yes, and it was a coincidence that everything played out so that our first open public show happens to be on the Halloween night. But I think it's kind of perfect because it is a slightly spooky, gory fairy tale, and it's a very appropriate day to see it.
So how big a cast do you have?
It's three actors.
Uh-huh.
Protagonists and one actress who plays multiple roles. She transforms from one character to the other as we're traveling through the rooms of the medieval castle with our protagonists. The play is full of mysteries and symbols that are up to the audience to discover and analyze and decide for themselves who is the character in front of them.
Well, didn't Bluebeard have many wives?
The original Bluebeard did.
Uh-huh.
Our story is loosely based on the fairy tale, but it takes a very different turn, and I'm not going to tell you which exactly, because that would be a spoiler.
Oh, sure.
Whether you're familiar with the fairy tale or not, I think you will really enjoy the surprising twists and turns of our plot.
So, you're at the Odyssey Theater, which is in West L.A. How much time did you have to rehearse?
5 weeks, which is a very reasonable time to rehearse a play of that scale.
Now, it's a musical, so do you have musicians on stage with you as well?
The only musicians are actors, singers. They're singing live and singing absolutely beautifully. I'm so amazed at the talents of our cast. I do have to mention them by name. Casey Burke, Nathan Mahabi, and Shannon Lee Claire are doing an incredible job, both acting-wise and singing-wise. The music that they're singing to is a playback.
Oh, okay. And there's choreography. There must be dance. Choreography by Irina Lohoyovskaya. And
there's a little bit of choreography involved in it. Yeah, very beautiful, stylized medieval dance that I'm sure that the audience will enjoy.
So you're having your American debut. You're only having one preview tonight?
The only public preview is tonight. We've already had a couple, but they were sort of a tight circle, colleagues and friends previews. So tonight is the first public one, the first and the only.
Oh, okay. And you're running November 1st through the 23rd. And like I said, there's a preview tonight. And the performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m. And the Odyssey Theater is located at 2055 South Sepulveda Boulevard in West Los Angeles. That's zip 90025. So you began your career in Russia. And did you start out to be an actress, or did you start out to be a writer or a director?
That's a very good question. I think I was about 6 or 7 years old when my mother took me to see an opera at a musical theater. And on that day, I decided that all I wanted to do forever and ever in my life is direct musical theater.
That's amazing.
How that happened, nobody knows. It's just the way it was. And I never changed my mind. I grew up and pursued that career from very early on.
Where did you study?
I studied musical theater directing at the Conservatory of St. Petersburg, Russia. That's where I was born. That's where I grew up. And that's where I started my career. I started working mostly in opera. That was the first genre I approached and had some success in. And then what happened was a new genre, musical, arrived to Russia post-perestroika. Perestroika is the time we call that way because that was a transition era after the Soviet Union fell. So when the Soviet Union fell, there was a big surge of interest in everything that was European, American, because all of those things, all of those genres, all of those ideas, fashion, whatnot, books, music, that was all forbidden during the Soviet era, during the Cold War. But now suddenly it was allowed, and of course everybody was interested and everybody loved it. And people started being interested in musicals, and I was in the right place in the right time. I started directing musicals and since then, that was my main field of professional expertise, I would say.
Oh, okay. Did you ever perform as well?
No, never. Never in a million. You can't pay me enough to go on stage.
That's amazing. Then you did some traveling around Europe with all these performances in different cities. Did you stay in Russia and just relocate to the cities to do the play?
I moved to the United States, I'd say part-time several years ago. And since then, for about 5 years or so, I was doing different projects all over the world and picking different places and projects that would excite me. I have a small theater group in Serbia. And this year I also started another theater group in Paris, France.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great.
I just get excited about working in different cities, and I love traveling.
Are you multilingual? Do you speak Russian, French, English? You speak English very well.
Thank you. I do speak some English, obviously, since we're having this conversation. I do speak Italian, French, and a little German.
Oh, then you do follow the opera main. You speak Italian and French. Yeah, it's great. Now, I want to let people know that Bluebeard's Castle is running through November the 23rd, and they've kindly offered two pairs of tickets. So if you're interested in seeing this play and you want to come by the grace of KPFK, if you're a member of the KPFK family, just call us at 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. Press 1, and you will get a pair of tickets to see this marvelous show, which opens tomorrow night. I'm going to be seeing the show as well, but I'm going to be seeing it next weekend. So, back to Ms. Streisand. What brought you to the United States?
Love brought me to the United States. Yes, I got married, and my husband happens to be American. He lives in Los Angeles, and I decided to move here and proceed with exploring my career in America as well.
What was your first professional job when you got here?
I did assistant directing at the LA Opera for some time.
Oh, that's marvelous. And have you gotten into the industry that pays more money, television and film?
I did get interested in that. I went to UCLA to study film directing and film producing. And that was enriching. I certainly learned a lot about the genre. But what I learned as well was that I'm much more interested in theater than I am in film and television. The genres may seem alike, but they're very, very different in their nature, and director's job is very different.
I have to let people know. You can get a pair of tickets by calling in. We have two pairs available, and I believe they're for any performance except tonight, which is a special preview, but any performance right through the 23rd. That's Thursdays and Fridays at 8.
Fridays and Saturdays.
And Saturdays at 8. Sundays at 2 p.m. There, I got that right. A thing came up in the screen. They wanted to know when they could go. So the show now is running through the 23rd. Any possibility it might extend or you might be taking it elsewhere?
I am considering taking it elsewhere, maybe. The United States is a big country indeed. And of course, there are so many theatrical cities like New York or Chicago, and I would love to travel around the United States with that show. But for now, the only opportunity to see it is this at the Odyssey Theatre until November 23rd. I'm not sure it can be extended for technical reasons. So you should really see it now while you have that opportunity because it's a spectacular, absolutely enchanting musical. I do think that people will love it.
Oh, now you say you've made films as well, haven't you?
I have made some short films because that was part of my education at the UCLA.
And
And again, that was fun. It was interesting. I did win some awards with those
I
short films.
noticed that it says you won numerous awards at film festivals. That's
It's
great.
true, yeah. But again, film is very, very different, and my heart belongs to theater.
Now, as I said, we're offering two pairs of tickets here at KPFK, but you can also go to the show itself by calling their ticket office, which is 310-477-2055, or you can go to odysseytheater.com for more information and to purchase tickets. Now, are there any other projects you're currently working on as well?
I am writing a couple of new plays. One of them is based on another French story, a French novel that was considered scandalous at its when it was originally written in the 18th century. It's called Dangerous Liaisons. There's a famous film, actually a few
Oh,
famous
yes.
plays done it.
Dangerous Liaison, yes.
Yeah, so I'm working on my own version of the play, and it's probably going to be a musical play as well. I love music as a tool, as a way to communicate to the audience. I think it's a very powerful, powerful art that speaks to people of all languages, of all backgrounds. It's truly powerful. And I love using it in all of my shows. So probably it's going to be a musical play.
Have you ever thought of the fringe festivals? You know, we have the Hollywood Fringe Festival, and there's also the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, the New York Fringe Festival. It seems like this might be an ideal work for that. It's just three characters, you can move them easily.
Absolutely. Thank you for the tip. I am thinking of festivals like the Fringe. So we'll see how it goes.
Now, when you studied at UCLA, did you study just theater there, or did you go to genre theater, television, and film?
So at UCLA, I studied only film and television. Because that was an unfamiliar field for me. All my theater studies have been finished many years ago, long before I moved to the United States. And I've had I have 2 degrees, and after that, I've had multiple internships in Italy, Germany, England, New York at the
Wow.
Metropolitan House. So yeah, I've studied for many, many years before I really launched my own career, and since then I feel pretty confident as a professional.
Yes, you could start your own opera company.
That's really expensive. Opera is it's probably a dying genre, which is so sad because it's beautiful. I love opera, but you need a proper orchestra. You need 50 excellent musicians sitting in the orchestra pit, and then hopefully maybe 60 people of chorus, and then amazing soloists, hopefully like 10. So you need 100 people to mount a big scale opera production.
It looks like you've done your homework.
Well, I used to be head of production of a very prominent opera house in Russia, so I know quite a lot about the numbers, as much as I do about the artistic and creative part of the job.
Do you,
So yeah, opera is tough.
have you been back to Russia recently?
I still have my family there, so I visit them, yes.
Oh, great. And any of your family members get involved in the arts? I was wondering if any of your family stimulated you to become a member of the artist community.
I think so. My mother used to work at an opera theater as
Oh.
a marketing and management specialist. So she wasn't exactly an artist, but she is very creative, and I think she inspired love for music and theater in me.
Do you play any instruments at all?
I play the piano.
Oh, well, that's useful then. Can you tell me about a project you're working on that you might be doing next?
Call me superstitious.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it.
I'm quite reluctant to talk about the shows I haven't finished.
All right.
Things change, you know? But I'm happy to talk about Bluebeard a little more.
Oh, sure. This fairy tale, it did come from a fairy tale, I take it, or just a tale passed down through the years. When did you first come across it?
I wouldn't even be able to tell because, like with Sleeping Beauty or Cinderella, you don't even remember the first time you heard the story, probably before you could speak. I don't know if my parents were brave enough to read that fairy tale to me because of its slightly gory nature. But if you read the original fairy tales by Brothers Grimm or by Charles Perrault, all of them have some elements of violence. You know, the wolf eats the granny, and then he eats Little Red Riding Hood. All of the fairy tales, they have at least some murders involved, I would say. I loved that fairy tale when I was a kid.
What made you decide just to have three characters? You have to condense a lot of information amongst the three.
I think probably multiple reasons motivated me, both practical ones, like it's much easier to mount a production with two or three characters rather than organizing something that has 10 characters in it, because you need to cast these people, you need to rehearse with them, and so on. It's just becoming a more complex production, I would say. So obviously, those reasons are completely valid, but also artistic reasons. It was important for me to focus on the relationship between the two protagonists. So it's really about the two of them. And sort of the third character is also very important to the story. But the third character sort of enhances the story between the main two characters.
Sounds a bit complex, and they all have to be able to sing as well.
Yes, that's another reason why it's kind of difficult to cast this show. The actors have to have excellent acting skills because the play demands quite a lot of skill. Again, as you said, they have to sing really well. They also have to dance.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so I got all of that with my amazing cast at the Odyssey Theater.
Yes, I've been familiar with the Odyssey since it first started. The original artistic, Ron Saucy and I went to college together at the University of Michigan.
What a small world.
Yes, In fact, we were in a musical together back at the University of Michigan. This is many, many years ago, though. I have to repeat that you can get a pair of tickets if you're a member of the KPFK family by calling 818-985-5735 or 818-985-KPFK. Press 1. That's a pair each. And this is for the run of the show, except for tonight, which is a special preview. But it opens tomorrow and running through November 23rd, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m. From November 1st through November 3rd, the Odyssey is located at 2055 South Sepulveda Boulevard in Los Angeles, West LA, 90025. And Sophia now lives on two continents, but her local residence is right here in Hollywood. And she studied at UCLA, a director, producer, and she has films that have won numerous awards and film festivals. So I've never seen any of your works, so I'm really looking forward to seeing this next weekend.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to see you there.
Yes. And for more information to get tickets at the Odyssey Theater, you can call 310-477-2055 or call 310-477-2055. Or go to odysseytheater.com. And following me is Donna Walker's Pacifica Performance Showcase. Her guests are singer-songwriter Wendy Waldman and the Ash Grove alumni and Charles Harvey, Arrest the Clouds at the Actors Gang. So it's all arts and culture here on KPFK. I want to thank you, Sophia, for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me and allowing me to share a little bit about this amazing play.
Well, you share very well. Your English is impeccable. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we come back every Friday. This is a wrap-up. This is your host, Julio Martinez. I want to thank Sophia for joining me. Please stay tuned to Arts and Review.